Yep.
All done trapping for the day.
And the homecoming.
I don't have an agenda, but of course we will call the meeting, executive meeting to order of October 8th. I suppose we need to speak our role, which is Audra.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. Members present today include Booth, Johnson, Steen, and Weber.
Thank you. Are there any agenda amendments?
We're out.
Seeing none, we'll move right into Jill.
Okay, well, I'm here to report to you on the applicants that we received and then their scores.
We could approve the minutes that were.
Oh, sorry.
If that would be okay?
Yes.
Minutes from the August 19th meeting of the executive committee.
Okay.
I move approval of the minutes.
I'll second.
Any discussion, Marcia?
No, I'm good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Minutes are approved. Jill?
Okay, so I'm here to report on scores. As I reported at the EDA, we had 25. We had three others come in after that September 30 date. I still scored them. I think now we should probably put it on hold. I'd recommend that we kind of take it off the website for now, just so that we're not having a ton of people anticipating quick response. But that will depend on, I guess, how you feel about the score that we received so far, and if you want to continue to have it remain open. So I will share that. What I wanted to share first, I know at the EDA committee I talked a little bit about what is public and what is not public related to the applicant pool. They are not public until they become finalists in the process. I reviewed the minutes where the EDA designated the executive committee as the search committee for hiring this person. John Shockley clarified today by email that that based upon the motion, he does not believe that the executive committee has direct hiring authority, and that they're authorized to hire, to act as a search committee. I followed up with some other questions related to that, because as an executive committee, you're bound by open meeting law as well, and so the meetings are noticed and recorded as such. So if we were to determine the finalists and do even any kind of pre-interview stage of hiring, it would be all open public. It would all need to occur in an open public meeting and recorded. So we'll give you, I guess, a few different options about how you want to proceed. I don't know if you want to make any determination here today or if you want to bring it back to the board for determining how you want to proceed, but it's a complication that is just by virtue of you as an organized public body. So it makes it a little bit more complicated than a traditional hiring a traditional candidate. I'll pass this out though, and before we get into that, maybe we'll look at the pool and see where you want to go from there, and
some. So you say that even if we want to narrow the list down right now, then
the four of you acting as the executive committee, because you are the executive committee, it is a public body that must be noticed and recorded.
What if we're acting as a search committee?
You are still,
thing.
Yeah, I mean, even if, okay. For example, just like if the council is going to be at a physical location, that gathering must be publicly noticed as well. So
okay.
The same would be true for you as the executive committee. So even though you're acting as a search committee and in the capacity, by virtue of your designation as the executive committee, it would still need to be publicly noticed and recorded. So it just makes it a little bit more complicated.
Okay.
So if someone wants to listen to the tape, they can.
They're online.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that would mean that the full, pre-interview telephone conversation with that candidate would be online and preserved indefinitely.
So how does that differ from when the city hires themselves?
When the city hires a city manager, for example, it's less than a quorum of the council that works. It's usually the mayor and maybe some designees of the council that would work with city staff to narrow the candidate pool. And then once they've designated the finalists, that's when you see those open processes where they, there's.
So they have to operate the same way?
They do.
Okay. So when we hired NAP, it had to work the same way too?
It wasn't the EDA board that was hiring that. It was a city staff position. So it's all done in-house city staff. It's not publicly recorded. We're not a public body. We're city staff performing the functions of the city. So it's different.
Okay.
This is a public body hiring a staff member. So it's very similar to what would have to happen for a city manager. Usually they use a search consultant to hire a city manager, and that search consultant works with the mayor and a subset of the council, less than a quorum, something less than a quorum, to determine the winnowing of the candidates, and then who is going to be invited to the community to meet with the full council.
Mm-hmm.
Same would be true in this situation. What's complicated, and which I need to have John Shockley, both he and Michael Redlinger are at a diversion meeting this afternoon and couldn't be here. I do need some more clarification from John about what is a quorum of the executive committee. Is that two of you, now that it's transitioned from three to four? Is it one of you? You know, that could be a possibility, but.
One of us is a quorum?
I don't know. Well, less than a quorum. What would be considered less
okay.
than a quorum? Is it one of you or two of you? Certainly three.
Well, I think with four, two of the quorum. That was the problem over at Fargo when the mayor died.
I know.
Two of them could not go the same thing together. So I'm sure it's that goes across state lines, the whole quorum issue.
So, but if you have four, wouldn't you need three to be a quorum?
No, two makes quorum.
Really?
That's what happened in Fargo with the city commission.
Okay.
Because they were down to four, and then two of them couldn't go together. Whereas when you have five, two of them would go, it's no problem.
Okay.
John Shockley will provide further clarification for me about
mm-hmm.
what that might mean. So I guess you have several options here. One, you could do it all publicly. You could continue to act as a search committee. You could identify who you wanted to provide, you know, who you wanted to do telephone interviews or pre-interviews with, and it would all be done publicly. So that's number one. Not necessarily advisable or feasible. It would enter into a lot of complications. It may be, the candidates would be notified of that, and they may take themselves out knowing that their interview is going to be recorded and retained.
So how do we keep it private?
To keep it private, you would need to either have something less than a quorum of this group. You could do something less than a quorum of this group, but add in members of the general EDA board instead, as long as it is less than a quorum of the EDA board. That's making sense.
Mm-hmm.
Or the third option could potentially be that something less than a quorum would work with city staff and would do the winnowing there. It could be just me, or it could be more city staff. Or just city staff could win of the candidates. So you're kind of facing
basically, I don't know if all of the, I think if we could do the most of it privately would be the best, I mean, because there might be some that don't want to be recorded. So whatever that would take, if it would take one person, or like you said, add in some more of the EDA board members to make that work. I think we need to figure that out. I think that's the best option.
Well, and it kind of goes against the whole private until finalist, right? They contradict each other. You're saying and the private till finalist contradicts each other. Really?
If we change the search committee from the executive committee to the entire commission,
then
we could have
less than a quorum to have the four of us.
Then we could have the four of us do the interviews and still be secret, right?
Right now, when you're acting as a search committee, they're not public until they're finalists. But because the EDA board is the ultimate hiring authority, even when they determine from the total pool of applicants, when they determine who they want to pre-interview, they become public at that point too.
If the whole EDA board,
because they are the ultimate hiring authority, and whenever the ultimate hiring authority narrows the pool and meets with them, then
so
it becomes public.
We can make the search committee the entire commission other than one person?
That would be a John Shockley question.
Well, what can we do to keep it secret? I mean, if we, you know.
Like I said, it would have to be less than a quorum of this committee. There can be variations on that where you would add EDA board as long as it's less than a quorum of the EDA board, of course,
mm-hmm.
or some kind of configuration that involves city staff, either just one like me or others, or just city staff. That's really where your options are.
Well, I think we.
What is our goal today?
Feedback from the board if we went to city staff. I don't think that would be good.
No, I think we want to research what our options are, John, here. And just for the public record, I don't think anyone here is trying to hide anything from the public, but you're going to inhibit applicants if all this is public. So that's the purpose of us trying to find a way to keep it private.
Exactly.
Right, yes.
Yes, to keep as many good applicants as we can in the pool until the last possible minute.
Yep.
I mean, could we narrow this down just based on scores right now? And then it becomes public right away?
It could potentially. It wouldn't. No, you as the executive committee are not the hiring authority. And you can look at this list and make a recommendation on narrowing the candidate pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you want to conduct the interview as this group, that it then is recorded and public. So you can look at this list and you can narrow the pool and make a determination about who you want to take to the next stage.
Does it become public before we do the interview or at the time we do the interview?
At the time you do the interview.
I mean, if we narrowed it down, I'm looking at this, you could easily pick three out of this right now.
I was
and it just
thinking
went by
the
scores.
Same thing.
So there are no names on here?
No,
not
there
for us.
Just candidate
right.
letters. Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is?
Because it is not public yet, so it can't be revealed to you who they are.
Even though?
Because this is a public meeting.
Oh.
And so if there was a member of the public here, I couldn't divulge who these individuals were and their related scores.
Yeah.
So is it possible to go into executive session in a group like this?
Not for purposes of interviewing, only for labor negotiations. So executive session would be at the stage where you want to try to determine a contract with the individual.
Okay.
But no, you can't. There is no executive session privilege for interviewing.
You said three.
Well, you got a 70. You got an 80, a 75, and a 65.
Yeah.
And then you got
two
60s.
60s. So those are pretty close.
So it's either five or three.
Yeah.
Five, probably is before finalist status. So one thing we could do then, Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if I'm right based on what you're saying. If we narrowed it to those five, we could instruct city staff to interview those five, conduct pre-interviews with those five?
You could.
And then it would still remain not public?
Yes.
And then get recommendations of the top three from the city staff?
You could. You could have us do phone interviews with all those that qualify, and we could narrow from there. Typically with phone interviews, there's eight here. Everybody has done it a little different. It's about a half an hour per phone interview on average, so it is doable to do a half an hour interview with all eight if you wanted, and narrow from there, or something less than that, like you said, the top five. I know that Chair Steens had some reservations about having just city staff do that. You could certainly let me know who you would advise of city staff to be a part of that process. I would recommend that HR be a part of it to make sure that the questions that are asked and any follow-up questions stay on the right side of the line with all applicants.
Could one of this committee be
in
with city staff?
That's just what I was going to ask.
Yes,
because it's less than a quorum. That was my
but
next question.
Two.
Yes.
Well, I still like the idea of if we can get a subcommittee comprised of most of the commission.
Yeah.
Where we could
that
have
would take a motion by
less
a
than a quorum of that group, which could essentially be us four,
yeah.
Which was the intent of the commission.
That would take a motion on, we could do that, make a motion on that on Monday, you know, to do that.
So how many people would we put on to expand the search committee?
Yeah, is that a John shocking question?
Maybe we wouldn't be able to do all four of us even then.
I don't think so.
Three at the most.
I think
how big you make it. You'd have to.
Yeah. How big is the commission?
11.
11. We need six as a board.
We'd need nine if all four of us wanted to be on it.
Yeah.
But then you're going to get some other commissioners who are going to say they'd rather be on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the purpose of it.
Exactly. I think Bob's right there.
But then we're going to be publicly on the record of trying to circumvent the law to keep it secret.
Well.
For the stated reasons, obviously.
Yeah.
To keep it private, not for us, but for the applicant.
It's for the applicant's benefit.
Doesn't seem like most people would have a problem with that.
I don't think so. When they submit an application, they expect, I mean, they're applying to the EDA board. They expect the EDA board to look at those applications.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, I mean, it's.
Well, they voted to have this as the search committee, so if this just, it's really just a different way of getting this group to be the interviewers, right?
Now, if we were happy with just having any two of us on some of these calls, the problem is if you got different people on the interviews, then it's not really.
Well, and that's a good point. We could just add one more to this committee.
And then two of us could do it.
And then two could do it. That would be good. That could be another option.
And then it would be questioned if it would be the same two, or if you wanted to rotate, and then it's harder to do the comparison. We'd have to trust each other, I guess, then.
Yeah, probably not advisable, is it, Jill? I think you talked about that last time about how you.
Yeah, whoever is.
Should be the same.
Yeah, it should be the same people scoring all applicants.
Yeah.
No matter what stage of the process, yes.
I would be comfortable with that.
I'd be comfortable with any two of you.
What's the.
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
If everybody says that, then we're starting over.
We could draw straws.
And to me, given just looking at this, the 20, the 30, and the 45.
I think it's pretty easy to get it down to five.
I would definitely say, it certainly looks like there wouldn't be any reason to go any further with.
If it turned out we didn't like any of them after the pre-interview, we can always go back and.
Yes.
So there are that many of these, Jill, that didn't score anything?
Because they didn't meet the experience.
They don't meet the experience requirements.
Oh, so then they didn't get scored on the rest of it. Okay.
And just a note on that, you know, when Springstead develops job descriptions, and that the word extensive experience is included in it, they have some definition about what it is. So, you know, it's a hard level to meet.
Yeah.
But you do have several candidates that definitely meet that, or at least eight candidates that definitely meet that. It's hard to get to that level, though.
So we're excluding some people that might be really good at this, but just don't have any experience.
And that's an issue. I know of three people that have told me they applied, and all three, I don't know if they'd be good at the job, but I think of those three, I think all three of them would deserve an interview.
But
I don't know how they scored on it.
No.
You know, because of certain situations that,
you can't know.
And you can't know. So unless we included, unless we said all of them.
Well, yeah, but that's a lot.
Well, but I don't think you can interview anybody who doesn't meet the required. Once you've set a, at least for us, once you've set a vacancy notice and something is required, if they don't meet the required.
Well, it was open or equivalent, you know. I mean, it was, the requirements were open-ended, as far as the way I read that.
I haven't seen it recently, but.
Yes, extensive experience or equivalent. It's still a very high standard to me, I will say that.
But it still leaves it kind of open-ended.
It does leave it open-ended.
So just out of college is probably not going to.
No.
Well, I think we can all agree on that.
Well, then they'd have to be rescored so that there would be a one in extensive experience or equivalent. They'd have to be rescored because we could not go. The only ones we can interview as of this screening right now are those eight.
Yeah.
Would any of these
fall? They could be rescored
in?
And do it differently then, I suppose, if with the other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I considered all other experience.
Okay.
I did say that. Mm-hmm. And I scored them based on my experience in HR and how we score all city staff applications. I will say that.
So some of these have experience in economic development, and some of these are other. Is that a fair statement?
Well, you can kind of see with the other qualifications in here. Most have direct either program management experience, not all, I should say, but they had. So, for example, candidate
six of them
L.
Yeah.
Candidate L would be in that other category, right? There's not direct economic development program management experience, but there is enough in there to show a definite extensive experience in economic development generally.
The top five are all in that category though.
Candidate L and candidate double A.
Yes.
Are the only ones.
So definite economic development experience, just not program management experience. That kind of gives you a sense of the those that fall into that other category.
What if we narrow it down to those eight then? I'm just looking at.
Well, we could do, yeah, like Jill said, we could do the pre-interviews with all eight if you want to.
Eight's not a huge number.
It's 4 hours instead of 2 and a half.
Well, true.
I mean, it looks
it's just easier to hire in the private sector.
I know. It is. It's hard. It looks to me like L. I can't imagine L unless the person is just like this dynamic blah, 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 whatever. I mean, really has very little of what
Well, the primary thing
for
both
for.
Of those people
community
is
engagement.
The community engagement, which is,
I don't know.
I mean,
know.
If we
That's
wanted that
to
score high.
Job, you know? Yeah. I mean, it wasn't to do with any kind of hospitality experience.
Oh, that's true. No, I'm fine with whatever.
You had carried a pretty good reputation with you when
well,
you were
you were a public figure, Charlie.
Well, but that's what community engagement
is. Yeah, and that meant a lot.
Yeah.
And they knew you and knew of you and knew what you could do.
But that's
and
why I'm drawing that comparison here, because just because they got so few points, I mean, if they'd scored me this way, I probably would have gotten 30 points.
Yeah, that's a step. That's why I'm scared to not leave anybody out.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
An analogy was made to me at one time about, you know, HR function and the purpose of the scoring process is that kind of like a horse race. So when you walk into a pasture and there are horses all over the place. And so part of the scoring process is to get to the ones where you want to line them up at the starting line. And the race it then will begin, and then you'll find out who the winner is. At this stage of the game, you're seeing the pasture. And what I'm saying based on the scores is that these eight are kind of the ones you want to put in the stalls, and then we'll see who will come out of the gate and be on the stand at the end.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Works for me.
Well, I'm fine with doing the pre-interview with all eight if that's what everybody wants to do. Then we just have to address the issue of adding one person to our committee, if that's the way we want to do it.
I think that's a good option, Marcia.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
I think it gets cumbersome if you try to add too many more people, because then I think you risk people wanting to be in the interview.
Yeah. So let's.
So could we get with John Shockley and have that on the agenda on Monday also? Is it too late to put that on the agenda?
To add a person?
I think
an item to the agenda?
You can always add an amendment to the agenda.
At the beginning of the meeting?
At the meeting. Okay. You just do it at the meeting. So then Amy doesn't have to send out a moving packet.
Well, I can do that too easily. And that's not a problem. I'll just upload it. I just need to know how to title it.
Search
committee expansion is exactly what I was going to say. Yeah.
Committee expansion, but that depends on what John says too, though.
Yeah, maybe waiting and just adding it if you need it. Maybe John will give you some more information. He hasn't answered like my final questions, and he's now unavailable. So wait and see if he presents something that I haven't considered. I just want to be very upfront and clear with where I am right now, but and then add it on Monday if necessary.
So then, for right now, would we need a motion to approve these eight? Would that be jumping the gun?
I don't think so, because even if we add one person and we all vote yes and that person voted no, it would still pass, so.
Very true.
OK. Okay.
I don't know. We're a quorum, even if we have another.
That's right.
I move that we conduct pre-interviews. Would that be the correct way with the eight people who are scored on the right?
Yeah, these would be like pre-finalists.
Yeah, not finalists, they're pre-finalists.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
Conduct interviews with these pre-finalists.
Put the words in my mouth, yes, thank you.
I'll second.
Second by Marcia, discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So, is there anything missing here? Anything else we'd have to do other than see about getting that agenda on Monday?
I don't think so. I mean, the next, you know, question for the group that will do the pre-interviews is what questions do you want to ask? Which I've already developed kind of a certain set. I certainly don't want to list them publicly because then the candidates would know what questions would be asked of them. So it wouldn't be appropriate really for me to discuss that here yet. We'd wait until that group gathers.
Would it be appropriate for us today to decide who the two from this group that are going to take part in the interviews? Assuming we're going to...
Is that something we should wait to do until we have 5 minutes?
Because you might have three people. Because then you're excluding that third person.
I suppose.
Just, you know, from a...
Yeah.
To be correct.
Yeah, you're right.
And Howard, when will the fifth person be chosen?
We could do that on Monday, I think.
Hopefully we'll do it Monday at our meeting, our special meeting.
By appointment of the chair.
It is.
I might not be there.
Well, we should talk to somebody before the meeting, you know, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, rather than taking nominations from the floor?
If it's by appointment, you can call somebody and ask them ahead of time.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I don't mean to go backwards here, but I was just thinking of something that's looking at this. Any of these applicants out of the region, I mean, where they'd have to travel for an interview if they made it past the phone interview?
Yes.
Okay.
So that is a definite consideration then when you want to narrow from the pre-interview stage. Phone calls are...
Is that important? Is that, that comes out of our budget or probably we'll have to pay for them?
How many are from out of the Fargo-Moorhead area?
A number, quite a few.
Most.
See, to me, that's exciting to see.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Yeah.
20 questions.
Are they within driving distance or would they have to be flown?
I agree, I think that's great.
Any of them would have to be flown?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so you're looking at a mixture of...
Driving and flying?
Driving and flying, or local.
Local, regional, country.
Go to use a train?
Planes, trains, and automobiles. Well, I'm glad there is, you know, local people. I'm glad there's regional people and I'm glad there's hopefully some national people.
Send someone to pick them up.
I'll take the EDA's private leader.
He's going to Winnipeg.
Any applicants from Winnipeg, I can drive by him.
Bring him right back?
Next week.
But they have to wear a mask because you can't know where they are.
I won't look that way.
Marcia, you have a lot of experience interviewing and this sort of thing.
Yeah, I was really, if you had time, I would really like you to be one of the two or three.
Sure.
Because of your experience.
I mean, you guys are all okay with that, that's fine with me.
And I think Bob too, if you got time, would be a good one. Charlie?
No.
Right away, he was saying...
I like your first suggestion, I think it's good. No,
I'd be glad to do it.
Okay, so yeah, and if we can get one more from the...
But there'll only be two of them in the interview.
Yeah, you want to appoint somebody that doesn't care if they're part of this process.
That's right.
They need to understand it. Ultimately, they'll be in on the, if we do, once it becomes public, if we do interviews with just the committee, then they would be part of it.
Exactly.
Right.
The names would become public.
Once we take it from eight down to fewer.
Yes.
We get to decide how many are actually finalists.
Yes.
Whether it's four or three.
The search committee.
After our phone interviews.
And they're public once they've accepted an interview, right?
Yes, if they say...
If we ask them and they say no.
They get through the pre-interview, pre-finalist stage, but then they say, no, I've changed my mind.
Then they're not...
In some cases, it's because they don't want it to be made public.
Right. That's one nice thing about Minnesota versus North Dakota, though. The minute you apply for anything in North Dakota, they can put it any place they want. so this is better.
Well, good.
Anything else? Have you covered everything you need?
So, we need to get an answer from John.
I'm sorry that it's so complicated, and this is my first time working with a public body and hiring an employee.
And this is our first time this public body has hired.
We're all in it together, Joe.
So don't feel alone.
Thank you for the patience, and I apologize that John couldn't be here to help out with some of the legal questions today.
So, yeah, hopefully he can get some answers tomorrow or whatever, so whatever we have to put on the agenda, we can for Monday. And then, unfortunately, we'll probably have to meet later next week or the following week or whatever it takes, I guess, to put that last one together. Well, thank you. With that, I think we shall be adjourned.
Okay, turn it off.
Quickest meeting ever.
Okay.